So hidden on a side street off Sandham Road in Stafford, I'm on the first floor of a building. It's a long, narrow room that is now converted into a boxing gym. I can see two guys in front of me sparring in the ring, one with pads on, one with gloves. And there's a mixture of people here today. Some people who are current inmates, some people who are former offenders, who are all involved in this boxer scheme. To tell me about it is PC Andy Whitehall from Staffordshire Police. Hello. This project is very much one of your babies, isn't it really?
It is, yeah. I work as a full-time police officer in what we call the Integrated Offender Management Unit to try and get offenders out of the criminal justice system, away from offending, and turn them into law-abiding, taxpaying citizens.
Some people would say, how can you achieve that with a boxing ring and two pairs of gloves?
A lot of the individuals that come here have had very chaotic upbringings. A lot of them have suffered physical and sexual abuse themselves. Boxing gives them an avenue to vent those frustrations and those angers in a way that's not going to be detrimental. They're not smashing up a bus shelter, they're not drinking or putting heroin into their veins and committing crime. They're venting those frustrations in a way that's acceptable and learning to discipline their own minds.
What kind of success do you see in people that come through the system and don't reoffend when they leave prison?
Because we deal with the most prolific adult and young offenders here, it's a hard old game to turn people around, but the people we are turning around, it makes a massive difference to society. We have individuals here that, you know, have been in and out of the criminal justice system, prison, for, you know, 20, 30 years, committed hundreds and hundreds of burglaries.
But the reality as well is that crime is expensive. Dealing with crime, policing it, imprisoning people.
It's massively expensive. I mean, obviously, we could never take that away. We need an enforcement element to law and order, because there are some people you would never change. Some people are a risk to society. But if you look at the impact of individuals here that have been in and out of the prison system, in and out of the NHS, the majority of people here have drink or drugs issues in the past. That's a massive financial cost. We're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds a year per individual. We're putting a very small financial investment in them, and we're reaping a massive reward back for society.
You've got one guy here who's kind of probably the oldest person in the room, who's learnt from you, learnt through the system, is now teaching himself, isn't he?
Robbie's committed every probably offence under the sun in his life, and we'll tell you that himself. But he really wants to give something back. This is the longest period in his adult life since he's been on this programme. He's not committed any offences, and he's working with young people, young offenders, to try and change them. He wants to give back to society. He feels genuine remorse now. He can't physically go and see every single victim that he's ever committed a crime against, but what he feels he's doing, he's making some recompense for those things he has done.